It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. And Carl Wayne, a birthday today, born back in 1944, a singer, although not on all their songs, with The Move, a British rock band, pretty influential. This song, in fact, California Man, later covered by Cheap Trick on their Heaven Tonight album. Carl Wayne died of cancer in August of 2004. He was born on this day back in 1944. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. And we welcome into the program frequent Steve Gruber Show guest, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. That's crimeresearch.org. Dr. Lott, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
RealClearInvestigations.com has a new piece from you, How the FBI Undercounts Armed Citizen Responders to Mass Killers and the Media Play Along. We do hear this thing, which we know is not true, of course, that there's no such thing as a good guy with a gun. We know that's not true due to many incidents over the years, including some very high-profile ones. Why does the FBI discount, undercount some of these incidents?
Well, it's hard to get into people's minds about why they miss these cases. I mean, it could be simply it requires effort and time to go and do it. But the problem is, I worked in the U.S. Department of Justice up until January last year, and I told them about many of these cases at that time that they had missed. And even when you get people in the FBI to go and admit to you that they've missed cases, they don't go back and fix it. So, you know, if you look at the 8 years from 2014 to 2011, they claim that there's only 11 cases where somebody legally carrying a gun stopped what they call is an active shooting case. Active shooting cases is when a gun's fired in public, not part of some other type of crime, could only be one person threatened all the way up to a mass public shooting. What I found is that over those 8 years, just looking at cases where police say many people would have been killed, so it's kind of in the mass public shooting category there, so it's a much narrower section. I have 41 cases, so it's they're off by, you know, it's three times larger. And I believe that even the 41 cases that I have, because I'm much narrower definition there, is much larger than even that.
And John, the second part of the headline, the media play along with these numbers and don't report some of the obvious good guy with a gun cases. It's odd because in the same breath they overcount, and there's all sorts of evidence and examples of this. Overcount these incidents that are deemed mass shootings. People have an idea of what a mass shooting is, and the definition is stretched so far as to be really not useful at all in many of these studies and many things that the media end up citing in their stories.
Right. Well, what the media uses is something from the Gun Violence Archive. They don't even use the FBI. The FBI traditionally is defined a mass public shooting as four or more people killed in a public place, not involving some other type of crime like a robbery or whatever. The Gun Violence Archive, which is a private gun control group, they define it as three or more people shot. And they include cases like a robbery or a drug gang fight between different gangs. And in fact, the vast majority of their cases involve the latter. But usually what happens is whether, you know, President Biden uses the numbers or the media uses the numbers, they'll frequently go and use cases like a school shooting or a mall shooting. And then say, after mentioning those particular examples, they'll go and say, well, there's 300 of these that occur each year. And any shooting's a tragedy, but the causes and solutions to drug gangs fighting against each other over drug turf, and about 87% of the ones with this gun violence archive are that type of case, are. And then most of the rest are things like robberies where somebody gets shot. You know, all those are bad, but the causes and solutions for those are very different than the causes and solutions for a mass public shooting where somebody goes into a school simply to go and kill lots of people. You know, you read the diaries or manifestos of those who do these mass public shootings, and it's they want to commit suicide, but they want to commit suicide in a way that's going to get them media attention. And they know the more people they kill, the more media attention they're going to get. So, you know, you take like the Buffalo mass public shooter that we had earlier this year. In his manifesto, he explicitly talks about why he picked the target that he did. And the target he picked, he says he wanted to go to a place where he knew his victims were disarmed, that they didn't have permanent concealed handguns, because if they did, he said it would make their job much more difficult. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to avoid that type of target. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that the media plays with these things the way they do.
John Lott, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. CrimeResearch.org is the website. You can find all sorts of information there and his latest piece at RealClearInvestigations.com, how the FBI undercounts armed citizen responders to mass killers and media play along. That's at RealClearInvestigations.com. Dr. John Lott, thanks so much for joining us here this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is American farmers only, delivered right to your doorstep. Fruits and vegetables, fresh or frozen, depending on the season, plus great steaks and Amish meats and cheeses for your deli tray. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America and save an additional 10% at PatriotFoods.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.